Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, when I give these keys, homeboy, don't move my car, man. I'm right in the front, you dig? Don't move my shit, man. Ho, ho, baby, what's your name?
Go, girl, it's your birthday. La mama, I got a table waiting. What you think about a convo? And if you like it, baby, we can take it to the condo. And if you like the condo, we can move the party to the bedroom. I'ma beat your body like a congo. Since we in the club for now, for now, might as well get another round, round. Know this ain't nothing in your cup. So get here, baby, let me fill it up, fill it up. Go, girl. Said a man be on that bullshit pimpin'. Well, I retired from the bull like Pippin'. Tryna get you home, or would you be my Simpson? Whip out front, we can leave like pronto. Maple Leaf dash, got you feeling like Toronto. Make your body rise like you're puffin' on a joint, though. Girl, that's only if you want, though.
You ready?
But since we in the club for now, might as well get another round. Know this ain't nothing in your cup. So get here, baby, let me fill it up, fill it up.
Go, all I prescribe is cranberry and vodka. Then I'm trying to kick it, play a little soccer, and bust a couple off. Block out, block out. A Henny in your system. You start drunk texting and suddenly you miss them, or even want to diss them. Then you call your girl like, what the hell you gave me? She like, don't blame me, you better be like Jamie. And blame it on the liquor. He works every time, but you know you my know it's somebody's birthday. Well, where you? And I know you're Thursday, but don't know where your glass at.
No hands, baby.
Let me hear you say if you want me say
it just makes it easier.
Welcome to Can a Player Play. I am K Diddy and Pretty Tony's assistant, and here's K Diddy. Pretty Tony is still having some technical difficulties, so I'm introducing the great Mr. K Diddy, everybody.
What's up, everybody? I was always told that brain transplants take a little bit of time, but I thought they still did them in 5 minutes. But anyway, welcome to the show, and I'm sure we're going to have a very invigorating, spirited, intellectual show, being that my co-hosts are all prolific. Some say they're prolific and ghetto, but I say prolific and prolific, but that's just my twist on it. So,
okay. So he's here now.
Where's everybody at? Welcome to Play a Play.
This is
Yo. You know
what? What's good, Will?
Before we let him start talking, we're going to get the real woman of Pen Play a Play up in here. I just had to get in there for Mr. Pretty Tony, but the lovely lady Joy is also in the building. So I'm going to see you guys later. Thank you.
Thank you, darling. I appreciate you holding it down.
Okay, bye guys.
Okay, I'm sorry I'm late. Can somebody tell me what I missed?
We were just telling everybody how wonderful and how vivacious, and I ain't gonna tell you what Tony said, but that was pretty much it. You know.
Boy, you like a dog mess, don't you? I ain't really said nothing about Troy. Huh?
I know, Tony.
Huh?
I know.
You know, just hating. Man, I heard you on the radio doing your thing yesterday, little book. It sounded good.
Oh, yeah, with Kamani Marley?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that was off the chain right there. That was really nice. I totally appreciate him and Flower Gray for coming through for me and doing that interview. And it worked out really well. Kamani is great people, so is Flower Gray and also Bob David. It went really well. And, you know, we were just doing our thing. We raised, me and Omar raised $1,200 yesterday, over $1,200.
Right on, man. You know, matter of fact, to all our local listeners, make sure you reach out and take part in that whole Power 88 movement out there, the only black radio station in Vegas.
I got a question. How come we can't raise $5 over here?
What you are reading for?
Always you and your ego,
brother. Can you just
no? Hold up, time out, small crowd. Your ego should be saying the same thing my ego said. How come we can't raise $5 over
just,
here?
Absolutely, we always reaching out, brother. But I'm trying to make sure, you know what I mean. We keep Power 88 a little plug, you know what I mean. Because as a matter of fact, we're gonna be over there. Come through and talk about the record label and the book and make a small donation. Reach out to that audience over there. So don't you worry none. This is all a part of the master plan that you just ruined all because you want to jump in.
And, Tony,
well,
I need for you to call me.
Well, first of all, my rib cage ain't padded like yours, so that means I got to move a little quicker because, you know what I'm saying? I can't go 6 months without eating, so let's not go there.
Wow.
So the topic of today's show is...
Damn, that was cold.
The topic of today's show is what kind of relationship are you in? You know what I mean? That's a big question a lot of y'all... As a matter of fact, not y'all. That's a question we all need to ask ourselves at times. What kind of relationship are we in? Because sometimes you think it's one thing while it's the next. Sometimes you love somebody who don't love you. Sometimes you're taking care of somebody who you can only talk to once a week. Sometimes you don't have access to the person you supposedly with. Sometimes, and all the sometimes can just keep rolling off our tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes some people sleep with five people, but they want to trip on you. You be like, hold up, homegirl. Wasn't you just with that brother like 2 days ago? What you tripping on me for? But I love you. Huh? Explain the hell out of that to me.
Well, see, I have one question right there, too, since I'm on the roll today. Now, see, if I had just said what you said, Joy would have been all on me with 4 feet. But, see, she let you say that, and she don't say nothing.
Well, that's
well,
because.
What? Huh?
I'll let
what?
You take that, Joy. Go ahead.
Well.
What? Huh?
I'm sorry. I was not paying attention. Could that come,
oh,
come
okay.
back again?
Oh, okay.
I would have something to say about some stupid
shit
that you say. Can you run that by me again, please?
But I don't say stupid shit. I just say shit that you haven't caught a hold to yet.
No, I didn't hear it. So don't talk about, don't even go there talking about that. I didn't hear, because had I heard it the first time, I'm a little distracted right now because I got some things going on. I'd have been all up in your ass with 9 feet, okay?
Yeah, well, all we got to do is make sure you're distracted, and then you can't do nothing because you can't multitask. But anyway, if I would have said some things like he said, you would have been all over me.
What did you say?
That's controversial. What did I say?
repeat what you said. You bad.
No, you don't want to bring it up like I'm all out of line or something.
No, you just made a semi chauvinistic statement by saying that women can sleep with multiple partners, but yet still they want to come at you, tripping on you when they doing what they doing, and it's supposed to be okay, but you can't do that. So normally, Joy would have said some shit like, "Why I gotta be a woman doing that? Why I can't be some man doing that shit?" So the fact that she wasn't paying attention, she didn't hear it. Got that.
No, that must have been before I came on, because I did not hear that.
No, you would have. It, but go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
That must have happened.
I'm just asking a question on some real ish. And I wasn't just throwing it out there about the females.
I'm just saying, I did not hear that, because had I heard that, it must have happened before I came on, because, you know, I'd have had something to say about that. Now, is that what you said, Tony?
Yes, ma'am, I did say it, but Lamont kind of jumped in before I finished my statement because he's in the mood to start mess.
Okay.
Because it was definitely not a one-sided comment.
Okay. Can you finish your comment then?
Absolutely. I was asking what kind of relationship. I said at some point all of us need to understand what kind of relationship we are all in.
Mm-hmm.
If you with somebody who you're in love with and you can only call them once a week, if you in a relationship where, you know what I mean, she, and I'm not going to say he this time, she or he is sleeping with multiple partners, but they're talking about I love you, but you can't sleep with nobody else. Or if you in a relationship where, you know what I mean, people trying to use the kids as a weapon, what the hell kind of relationship are you in? That's all pretty Tony asking.
Okay, well, as far as that's concerned, from the get-go, both people need to get it straight what type of relationship that it is that they're entering into. Lay the cards on the table. Like, look, we have an open relationship. I do this, you do that. And if it's not a really open relationship, it's an exclusive. It's just me and you. It's not. It can't be. I can, but you can't. That's bullshit. And whether it's the man doing it or the woman, it's bullshit.
And I forgot to tack on that one thing.
Let me finish. But if it's agreed upon, well, I can do this, but I don't want you doing that. If that's agreed upon, so be it. But for the most part, a lot of relationships aren't one-sided like that. But a lot of times it ends up like that, and that's why the relationships fizzle. So that's what I got to say about
Mr. K. Diddy, Esquire, let me address you correctly, because it seems as though your ego is in full flight today.
Oh,
No.
See, that's how lies get started. That's one thing that I don't have running rampant is ego.
Hmm. Really now?
Really? Really?
That's not the impression we get.
Well, some people truly and sometimes most often misunderstand the difference between ego and confidence.
Yeah, well, yours is ego.
Well, I like a fed. What you say? Everybody got assholes and opinions. What did you say?
Everybody got opinions
are
like assholes. Everybody got one.
That's my girl. Yeah. See, I know. See,
but you got four of them, okay?
Oh, okay. But anyway, Tony.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead. We're waiting on with you with patience. Go ahead, sir.
No, sir. I should ask you, let you pose your questions. You know, since Lady George finished her statement, so you can pose your question. I'm ready. And again, no ego involved. So come on, I'm ready.
Well, I was posing the question to you with the whole scenario that I have laid out. What is your opinion on some of these situations where what kind of relationship the person is in where they only see in what they want to see, but not exactly what's going on? From the outside looking in, We can see it, but from the inside looking out, they seem to have a great degree of difficulty understanding. Let me give you a good case in point. A brother who's taking care of a young lady, he's an older man, and he's taking care of a young, sweet young thing, paying the rent, doing right by her, and all this stuff. But the apartment that he's paying the rent to, he can't just pop up over there. He got to call and check in and make sure he's scheduled before he comes. But if you talk to him, he's in a great relationship, a loving relationship.
Well, maybe that's how he likes it. He don't seem to have a problem with it.
Well, K Diddy. Wait a minute. Can I answer that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. Well, again, it kind of depends on the situation because it kind of puts us in a situation where who are we to even pose that question? Because to me, it kind of sounds like if that guy is happy, whatever that situation may be, that might work for him, and that would put us judgmental because it don't work for us, and we may see it as being dysfunctional. But it's two different views on that. He may legitimately know what's up, and he's cool with that. As long as he's satisfied and get what he wants, then the other would look at that is maybe he does not know, and he is totally in the blind. You know what I'm saying? And he's just putting in, doing whatever he's doing and think it's all that, and it's really not what it is to be. But by us being on the outside, we could see the whole picture. He's too close. It's like being in the eye of the hurricane. He's all in the middle. He don't see everything because he's right there. He's too close.
How can he not know? I mean, like, okay, come on. The signs are there. You're paying the girl's rent. You know, you're doing this, you're doing that, and you can only see her on certain days when she wants you to see. I mean, how stupid can you be not to realize what is going on with that there? Come on, dude.
I'm just saying, again, I gave you both scenarios so that could fit another one, but still he may not know. What if his girl's telling
him? Come on, nobody's that stupid.
I'm answering your question if you give me a moment. His girl could be feeding him a whole bunch of lies. I'm an airline stewardess. My schedule's like this. His schedule's all the time. It changes. I'm not here. So he can't come whenever he want to come. He think he can, but in reality, he can't. She might not be just telling him, no, you can't come. You got to come these times.
Yeah, well, I mean, after a while, he's not that smart that he can't catch on what's going on?
Well, that while is different times for different people, Joy. Sometimes people go through a year, two, or three with that shit. Other people go through a week. Some people might catch on in 2 days. You know what I'm saying? So it depends. You know, it depends on how savvy, how wise, how streetwise you are, and how many stupid, failed relationships you've been through. People wake up at different times.
Hold on. We got somebody trying to jump in here. Let me let him in. 347 area code, you're on with us. Welcome to Can a Player Play.
Hey, how you doing, Pretty Tone? Lady Joy.
No, we're hanging in there being blessed.
Hi.
Hey.
All right. Hi. I'm just chiming in over here. You know, I'm in your neck of the woods in, you know, Las Vegas, you know, soaking up the sun and soaking up this good conversation. You know, I got my girl over here. She got her eyes closed, soaking up the sun, but keeps pulling over my microphone so that she could hear. So, you know, evidently, there's a really good, you know, discourse. So we just, you know, chiming and just listening right now over here. I just wanted to say that. Oh, and, you know, if it works for you, hey, that's all that matters.
Exactly.
Find somebody else.
Okay, hold on. I ain't going to let you off the hook that easy. What do you mean by if it works for you? Suppose you're blissful in ignorance and you are blissful in your ignorance because you don't
know.
Know
what? If you're blissful
in your ignorance, working for him. It's still working for him then.
Doesn't matter. And when it becomes where, say, the eyes open and it's like, you know, this is not working anymore, then it's not working anymore. But right now it's working. So that means it's doing something. And you know what? We grow, again, like I heard Kate Diddy said, we grow at different times, you know. So one is going to seek its own level. So if this one is not on your level, then, hey, then you keep on moving. You swim to the next level. You swim to where you need to be. But if it works for you, hey, you to be who you be without restriction and allow everybody else to same wonderful thing. And you will meet your match. Oh, yes, you will. You know, just take your time. You're going to meet the match, and it's going to be a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just chiming in, so you can mute me, you know, and I'm just, you know, I'm just listening over here and enjoying the view.
Well, you got to call me later, girl, so we can hook up.
Yeah, what's that, Pretty Tony?
Would
you say Pretty Tony?
Go ahead, Joy.
No, I was just telling Sweet to, after the show, call me so we can hook up.
Absolutely, positively.
So, what were you saying?
All right. Actually, I was telling Sweet welcome to our town. Glad to have her. Enjoy the weather. It's nice and warm outside. But today we're talking about what kind of relationship you're in. I noticed that ladies, you know what I mean, I gave y'all moment because y'all talking about, well, he don't know, he's stupid, yada, yada. Suppose it's a woman in that damn same scenario. You
it
know what I mean?
The same way.
Oh, dude. You know what I mean?
Same thing.
Because you got some very generous women out there, you know, and they, you know, if they're doing right by you, you know what I mean? But he like, nah, you can only, I can't holler at you this day or at this time. And if your ass want to fall in love, meet somebody Monday, by Wednesday you're getting a tattoo, I personally think something wrong with your ass. That's how I feel about it.
Okay, well,
you
know,
you
know that. That happens, and yeah, and for that, Tony, we women, we think more from our heart. You know, we think from our head too, but the heart comes first because that's where we're at. You know, we're nurturers and we're lovers and stuff. So that a lot of that comes from our heart first, and then eventually some of us catch on to what's going on, and some of us don't.
Oh, hold on. We got a lady mystery in the chat room says, if he's not complaining, then why are you? Oh, you're going to have to be a little bit more clear on that, lady mystery. Who not complaining, baby girl?
Talking about if the guy's accepting what's going on, you know, so be it. So, you know, if he ain't complaining, you know, why you got something to say? That's what she's saying.
I love when y'all ride. Fellas, I hope y'all listening. I'm putting it out there for my brothers because that's what we do here in Canada, Flay Flay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm putting your head up the lady saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's all right.
Bring the brothers on, honey. We ain't scared of them.
You know what I mean? It's all right for them to play us like fiddles, but when we do it, they say we dogs. I don't know. I just don't know sometimes.
Now, see,
you know
there
I mean?
You go, Tony. There you go talking about.
That's reverse psychology.
It ain't no reverse psychology. There you go with the same bullshit. You know, it's always the woman doing the wrong and stuff. And it works both ways.
Hey,
and that's
I'm
why I got to.
And
I'm putting it out there, too. That's why I have to be in both of y'all's ass to let you know. Because, you know, it's like y'all be trying to gang up on the females. And that's not going to happen, Captain, okay? Because shit works on both sides. And I'm going to definitely let you know. And I know my girls out there going to call in and tweet in and chat in and let you know the same thing. Can I get an
amen? Hold on. Lady Mystery says, amen. Lady Mystery says he's not stupid if he chooses to ignore it. Well, okay, Lady Mystery, we go. But why is it so? Since you put it like that, Lady Mystery, I'm going to send the question back to you. So why is it? When a brother do it, we dogs. If you all talk about he's not stupid if he chooses to ignore it, I personally think he's stupid as hell.
Well, that's you. He might like the way things are going on in his life. He might be happy with that. And you can't dog him out because he's happy with that. And if he knows what's going on,
well,
that doesn't make him stupid either.
It doesn't?
No, if he knows what's going on and accepts it, that doesn't make him stupid. That makes him happy with what's going on in his life. And who's anybody else to say any different? That's his life. He likes it.
Oh,
he knows what's going on.
And I'm good.
I know a guy like you wouldn't stand for it, but there's men out there that will. And that doesn't
well,
make him stupid
up.
If they know what the deal is. The cards
well,
are on the table.
And see, that's
well,
when you don't
let's put the
do.
Shoes on the other foot, Lady Joy. Let's put the shoe on the other foot. Well, why men got to be dogs if they doing it and she putting up with it? Y'all call her stupid.
Well, if, like I said, if it works for her or him, if she's not knowing what's going on, maybe she is stupid to keep it but she might know what's going on. She might accept it, just like him. And, yeah, men can be dogs, and so can women. All of us can be dogs, and
thank
all of
you.
Us probably have
thank
been
you.
A time or four in our lives. You know?
Hold
so
on. Lady Mystery says he's getting something out of it, too, and maybe
exactly.
he doesn't care. Maybe he has more than one woman, too. Maybe
mm-hmm.
they have an agreement. Nobody's
exactly.
calling anyone stupid. They probably have an agreement. Okay, I'll give you that much because sometimes they do have an agreement. But at the same time, sometimes some people got blinders on and they can't see. You feel me?
Well, that's on them. It's on them to wake up eventually and smell the coffee. Okay? But, and you know
right.
what? And you know what with that? A lot of, you know, because I've been in situations with friends of mine like that. And you talk to them, and you, you know, as a friend, and tell them what's going on, they get mad at you because it's like
yes,
you're trying to break up their happiness, okay? Well, I'm just letting you know, so don't be mad, and they'll get mad at the messenger instead of what the message is about, okay? So for all we know, that could be what they accept. That could be, and if they don't know, then they'll find out. And if they keep accepting it, it's still on them. Okay, it's not like you haven't been warned. It's not like the signs are not there. I'm your friend. I'm letting you know what's going on. Now, you can accept it or not. So they get mad at the messenger, but ignoring the message and keep doing the same thing. So obviously, ignorance is bliss, and they're in a blissful relationship as far as they're concerned. Duh. Now what?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get you so almighty quiet. I thought this would be something you'd be riding on, my brother.
Nah, something I've already said before anyway, earlier. So nothing I got to say about that, you know.
What? Can't believe that.
I said that earlier in my conversation like 3-4 minutes ago about people being judgmental and something works for somebody, fine. It don't work for the other person. It depends on whether they know or not to make all the difference in the world. So, I mean, you're saying the same thing. So I'm prolific today.
All right.
I'm thinking ahead today. So, you know.
Well, get that ego in check now, huh?
No, it ain't about the ego, I told you. Ego is like gas tank, like ethyl in a car. You need some of it, but I know when it's out of control and when it's not. Like I said, mine is confidence and ain't ego.
Okay,
Diddy. Mm-hmm. I like how you put that, my brother. Let me see what's cracking in the chat room. Well, hold on. Nah, that ain't no love, Lady Mister. What are you talking about? Maybe they are too much in love. And they don't care as long as they have some of that, too. No, that's not true. But now you're right. If it doesn't work for you, then walk away. There you go. Now you're talking my language. Ain't no damn love.
But can I ask you a question? I just need to ask the question because, see, I'm on this other one today. Their love might not be your love. How come their love got to be your love?
What do you mean by that?
He said that if a guy is doing this, then that's not love if he's accepting that. But that might be his love. That might be all he needs to fulfill him. So to him, that's his love. It might not be love for you, but that might be his love.
Okay. So who are we
to say that he's not entitled to what his description of love is? Nobody said that had to work for Tony or Joy or me. Because once we start saying it outside,
that's
That's
a very profound statement, and I like that.
Yeah.
I really do.
Now we being judgmental on damn self, telling them that's whack, man, that's messed up. But the guy's happy. Who we take his happiness from us?
The key point you just noted him that if he is happy.
Mm.
That's
mm-hmm.
the key point.
or she, let me throw that one out there for joy. If she is happy, hey, works for them, I'm happy with
anyway. Don't go nowhere. Stick and stay. Stick and stay, y'all. We're going to take a quick little musical thingy right here. Stick and stay.
My fault. We was on the same team, at least that's what I thought. We both participated, only I got caught. Now we hollering, contemplating, baby, we don't talk. It was fun at first, you can't say I'm wrong. Now you wanna talk about it, too late, I'm gone. You mad at me, cause I don't wanna play your game. I ain't perfect, but I'ma do my thing. We gotta meet in the middle, huh? You here, I'm there. Tell me what's the sense of me trying if you don't care. This relationship is headed to who knows where. That means one of us got to choose. Hurt me, and I hurt you, and you complain about the things that I don't do, and I don't want to take the blame, neither do you, because we got too much to lose. We got to meet in the middle, meet in the middle, we gotta meet in the middle, we gotta compromise. Something we can't enjoy. I'm sick of you trying to play with me like I'm your toy. You try to run the game, I saw. We got a lot of issues, you got yours. We gotta meet in the middle, huh? You can't talk that shit. You can't travel to the future if you walk backwards. Once you walk out the door, you can't walk back in. We gotta find a way to stop and think about our kids. Cause they in the middle. You wanna sing that song. You want me to cop a plea and say, okay, I'm wrong. Things are getting heavy, but I still stay strong. I try to talk it over with you when I could've been gone. Because you hurt me, and I hurt you. And you complain about the things that I don't do. And I don't wanna take the blame, neither do you. Because we got too much to lose. We gotta meet in the middle.
And now my shoulder's cold, like a block of ice. You playing games like you rolling dice. Hey, what you know about a sacrifice?
Baby, I've been in the middle.
I've been giving you more than a little. Half the ball, then you double dribble. You never listen, I don't ever get my point across. I watch your dirty draws, you out with dirty bras. You did me dirty, dog, cause you the dirty dog. It's the curtain call, and I ain't mad at all. I gave you more than you deserve, I was worth it all. Bottom line, hope you find what you're searching for.
You hurt me, I hurt you. And I complain about the things that you don't do. And I don't wanna take the blame, neither do you.
We got too much to lose.
We gotta meet in the middle. Meet in the middle.
Back to the show, Can a Player Play? Coming to you live 2:30 every Sunday, where we talk about life, love, sex. We cover it all. We get into politics. We get into everything. Matter of fact, I want to shout out to my man Joe from Montana. You know what I mean? Holla at your boy. I know you're going to check the archives. I know you miss your girl, Lady Joe, but we'll get with you next week, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I miss him
now,
too, like a root canal.
That's, your, that, That was not nice, Joy.
No,
that was not nice.
Prima boy.
Well, that was not nice.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Now, you know, today we're talking about what kind of relationship are you in? And that's something that I think we all got to ask ourselves at some point, because too few people spend the time to sit down and really look at stuff. And you have to look at stuff in order to understand it. You must examine something before you can get an understanding of something. Because without examination, there is no thought process. So sometimes we jump feet first into the deep end of the pool and our punk asses don't know how to swim. And you got to be real careful about that. Relationships are tricky at best, man. And sometimes you don't understand the nature of who and what you're dealing with, and then you get into a relationship. And, you know, the ladies were riding earlier talking about, you know, Lady Mystery was in the chat room talking about if he happy with it, it ain't no problem. And Lady Joy talking about if he happy with it. And K. Diddy talking about, oh, well, you know, who are we to judge? Ain't nobody judging. We asking questions. Because all of us have borne witness to people getting into shit that's over their head. And rather than admit to the fact they're dealing with something that's over their head, or they're sailing out into waters that they ain't never navigated in before, they claim happiness.
Yep.
And then there are some people who are truly happy because, like K. Diddy said, certain situations work for them.
To work for you the party, bro. I know a lot of professional females out there nowadays are struggling, man. These are powerful women that's running corporations and stuff, and that's all they want, man. That's all they want to see a dude on their schedule whenever they get ready. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's all, and they're content and they're happy with that. And the other guy, he's just as busy with his life, so he don't want no more than that either. So that works for him. But some people could say that's some dysfunctional shit.
Well, that's people from outside looking in. So they
that's
don't know
exactly
the
right,
deal.
and that's what we were talking
deal.
About.
They don't know what the real deal is going on in that relationship. It's like we said
right.
earlier, if they're happy with that, so be it. Nobody can say anything different, you know, because they're going to do what they're going to do. They're grown folks, so if that's what makes them happy, so be it.
So now that's the question,
yeah.
I think that's the question at the end of the day. What in a relationship is fulfilling to you, which varies between individuals?
There you go.
Well, for me, in my relationship, you know, I want somebody to be honest with me. You know, we got to lay the cards on the table from jump street, okay? This is what we're going to do. We're going to have an open relationship, okay? It starts out as an open relationship. If not, okay, don't be coming at me with this bullshit. I can and you can't because I ain't having it. And you can, I will. Bottom line. So
what you're saying is do not change the rules in the middle of the game, right?
In the middle, the beginning, and the end, whatever. You know, you come into a relationship, let it be known what the deal is. Okay, well, you know, this is what we're going to do. You know, me and you, we got this relationship. But if I want to go see somebody else, you know, if I
hold on, Joe. I want to jump on that. I want to jump on that for a minute, because sometimes there is that level of honesty where a brother or a sister be like, look, you know, we can kick it and all, but this ain't no love thing, you know. Matter of fact, I'm going to go quote out of the book Playology right now. Out of the book Playology, I wrote that this young man met a young lady, and she clearly said, you're cool and all, and I want to kick it, but don't be coming at me with the whole relationship thing. But then he locks himself into a relationship type thing, and she clearly told him, I just want to kick it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Whose fault is that then?
Well, if he came like that in the beginning, he or she came like that in the beginning, and the other person expects for them to change later on, and it doesn't happen, well, you knew what the deal was going in. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people change and sometimes they don't. But if you came into the relationship and things were put on the table and you think that you're going to change that person to what you want them to be and it didn't happen, well, you knew from the beginning.
Lady Mystery in the chat room says you can tell someone until you're blue in the face that their significant other is cheating, but if they don't believe, they will make excuses to deny it, then you become the bad guy.
Exactly. That's what I said earlier. Exactly. They get mad at you for putting them on game. So I guess they were just happy in their ignorance, and you upset that, you know? Because they're looking at life through rose-colored glasses, and the glasses are blacked out.
Okay, hold on. We got somebody that wants to jump in here. I'm going to let him in. 111, don't know who you are, but what's good? What's happening with you?
Hey, this is Joe from Montana. How you guys doing?
There go the neighborhood.
It sure does. That's it. You know what? I came here about half an hour ago, and I heard nothing but music. So I figured, okay, you guys couldn't handle me. So anyway, I'm back. And guess what?
Break out the hip boots. It's starting to get deep.
As soon as I walk in, what happens? Hey, Joe's back. All right, next caller.
What up, Joe from Montana? How you doing, brother?
All right. How about you?
We handling it. That you kind of got a hint of what we're talking about today.
I just got here about 3 seconds ago, and I heard Joy, so absolutely, I don't know what we're talking about.
Okay,
I don't know what the hell she's
like
talking
this.
About, you know, so, yeah, I don't know.
I need to tell Joe this, man. So, you called in right after she said all those wonderful things about you, right?
You're kidding. Oh, not the same Joy.
Yeah, I one and only. So you missed all the beautiful things
really?
She had to say about you, right?
Well, I know if I ask you to repeat it, I know Armageddon.
I will tell you what I said, bruh. And K. Diddy, why are you always trying to start some shit?
No, really? Yeah. No, you actually said something nice about me in public?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't say all that now.
I'm almost afraid to ask now. Okay.
You should be.
I really should. Wait, let me put on my bulletproof vest because I know her compliments are nothing but like stabs in the back.
It wasn't no stab in the back. Maybe it was a stab in the front. Okay.
Okay. No difference. I got them both covered, front and back. So go ahead.
Okay. And side to side?
Mm-hmm. Just for you.
What I said was...
Joe, we're talking about this. The question of the day we asking is, what kind of relationship are you in? You know what I mean? We asking what kind of relationship, because a lot of times people don't have a clue to what kind of relationship they're dealing with. Sometimes they don't have a clue as to what kind of relationship they're getting into. Because like I said earlier, a lot of people tend to jump into the damn deep ass end of the pool before they learn their damn asses to swim. Then they get into stuff and they don't have a clue. And some people are happy with the nature of the relationship. One of the scenarios we were talking about, and I want your opinion on it, is a brother who's taking care of a young lady, paying her rent, paying her bills, doing right by her, but he can't go to the apartment without her permission. He got to have a day call ahead before he can pop up.
Oh, okay.
And the lady's on the phone. Hold on. The lady's on the phone jumped up on by, who are we to judge? Maybe he happy with that relationship. And KBD said, who are we to judge because it works for him? And I'm taking the end like maybe the brother don't have a damn clue. What do you got to say, Joe?
Oh, no disrespect to anybody who has had a lobotomy, all right? But you don't pay for somebody's, you know, you don't take money out of your freaking pocket and you pay for somebody, and then you try to get permission to enter your apartment, and your name's on a lease, and you, or maybe her name is on a lease, and you're paying for it, I'm sorry, whoever's doing that, you know, you got my sympathy, but you're still a damn fool. Sorry.
Put it up there, put it up there, brother.
I mean, look, I know everybody's saying, well, maybe he's satisfied with that, but he can't be satisfied with it because he's asking her for permission. So you're going to tell me he's satisfied with her telling him no? He's going to say, what?
Now, why you got an attitude?
Well, because you haven't told me anything nice yet. I'm still waiting for those compliments.
I'll tell you about that later.
Yeah, I figured.
Oh, no, hell no. No.
Okay,
you got to
what
tell him now.
Tell him now. Okay, tell him what you said, and I'll tell him what I said.
Hold on. Beautiful Butterfly in the chat room said, yeah, he's a fool. And Lady Mitchell said, well, he deserves at least a key. And they laughing, both the women in the chat room laughing. You know what I mean? I think the person of the brother getting played like a damn violin, because ain't no way in hell I'm paying for it, and you going to tell me when, where, and how. I deserve a little bit more respect than that.
Yeah, but Tony, you know, we had different scenarios with that. It was like, you know, their scheduling, okay? And like I said, he might be doing something on his end where it works out for him, you know, with somebody else. And it was like we said in the beginning, you know, the relationship, it depends on how the relationship goes. And he can't stay stupid forever. He might, because there's some out there that do. But for the most part, you got to catch on eventually if you don't already know from Jump Street.
Yeah, but and
if it's working for you, no power.
The only way it can work is if he's got her as a mistress, he's got money, he doesn't want to be either seen with her or he doesn't want to be on blast with his wife. So he puts her up, okay, with the arrangement. All right, I've got you here. You're here when I want you. But if you want it for other purposes, not a problem, because maybe he doesn't have his emotions invested in her. But I thought it was a relationship where the guy, he and she are in a relationship, a one-on-one, and he's just stupid enough to think that just because he's going to show her a lot of money and put her up in her own apartment that, you know, she's going to love him. And now the girl's saying, no, you can't come over today, come over tomorrow. Thanks, baby. Uh-uh.
Well, the same works the other way around, too, you know, because the girl might not be able to call the guy on certain days and certain times. Okay, so it works both ways. I'm about sick of y'all men always talking about what the women do wrong. Okay, it works both ways. Okay, either one of them can be stupid. Either one of them could have their own relationship.
Your mantra is, I know, the men suck, women are gorgeous and goddesses, and men do everything wrong.
I did not say that. See, there you go, putting words in my mouth.
That's your mantra, isn't it? I mean, that guy.
You can call it whatever the hell you want to, bro.
And girls are good. And,
you know what?
Kill all the guys.
You can say whatever the hell you want to say. I'm still saying the same thing. I ain't scared of you. You can talk all the stupid shit that you want to. It still is what it is. Now, what?
Hold on. Beautiful butterfly in the chat room says he needs to wake up and smell the Starbucks.
Oh, yeah.
I hear you, beautiful butterfly in the chat room. But, you know, we're not going to just ride on the ladies. We're going to ride on the fellas, too.
Yeah,
thank you. About damn time.
If the young lady is taking care of you and she holding you down, does she deserve a certain amount of respect when she got a call before she come over and her name on the damn lease because your damn credit back?
Thank you.
Same thing. You're right. Same thing. If she's...
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm agreeing with you, Mouth.
I got your mouth in my back pocket,
you got
bro.
My mouth.
Okay?
So, you know, yeah.
I got you.
How come she's always getting upset and always the guys are remaining calm? They don't have to spew out any bad words. She's always getting upset. Why
that's because you talk stupid shit.
Yeah, why are you always getting upset?
Well, that's because you're a stupid woman.
Oh, I got you. Oh, you want to go there, motherfucker?
Oh, you call me stupid, see? Now, you don't like it. What's good
you
want to
go there?
Oh, you want to go there?
All the stupid-ass shit that you talking and you going to call somebody stupid?
Okay.
I'm glad you got your ass in Montana or the damn mountain some fucking where you, where the hell you at?
And 2 minutes from
now. Hold on, George. I got to calm you down. I'm going to mute him.
Don't call me stupid. Ain't that a bitch? You don't know me like that, nigga.
George.
What?
I think Joe just does that to get a rise out of you, because I know he does mean it, but he's trying to rile you up, Joy. It's okay. That's why I muted him. I got to calm you down. I got to calm you down. We have to be – are you all right?
Oh, I'm fine, baby. I am fine.
Yeah, Joe just does that to rile you up.
Out
the
tier.
I think, you know, that's his, you have become his addiction. Hold on.
Obviously.
Hold on. Let me see. Yeah, of course y'all have become. He who pays deserves a key. Okay, Lady Mystery, I can agree with that. He who pays deserves a key. Lady Mystery said to tell you, hold your own, Joy. Hold your own.
I got it, baby. I got it. I ain't scared of none of these niggas up in here. And I appreciate the girls that got my back and the guys that got my back, too.
Hold on, Joe.
Yeah. Am I back on?
You there, brother?
Yeah.
Why are you riding Lady Joy up? We can hear you. Why are you riding Lady Joy up, man?
I'm at every fucking word I said. All right, Joy.
That's because he likes me.
You called me stupid. I call you stupid. Now we're
reading. I didn't call. I said the stupid comments that you make. I didn't say you were stupid. Now, if you took it that way, that's what the deal
okay.
is.
Then about the stupid comments you made. You're so brilliant.
Yeah.
You like that now?
I think she really likes each other.
Each other. We know that. I like her. She likes me. Yeah, no problem.
I just want to know if I can get my damn cut since y'all like each other so much.
What cut?
We ain't running no damn dating service up in here. If we was, I want to cut.
Yeah, you'll get cut, all right.
I said I liked her. I didn't say I was nuts. Okay? Not dating.
That's an opinion.
That's your opinion.
We know
that's all, folks. Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Now, we're going to get back to the topic of the show. We're asking, what kind of relationship are people in? And do they have a clue to what they're doing? You know what I mean? Because a lot of times we on the outside looking in see something different from the person who's on the inside of the relationship. And if it's a close friend or an associate, do you step in and say something or do you let it play out and let it run its course? Hold on. I think I just saw somebody click on their 347, you back on with us. What's good?
Yeah, hey, you know, my girl here is hearing what you're saying, and, you know, she laying back, and she said, oh, she called me off the water so that I could come over here so she could chime in and say her opinion. So, here, check this out.
Okay, well, let her jump in. Welcome to the show, sweetheart. Let us know what
Hi,
you got on your
everybody?
Mind.
Hey.
Hi, how's
we
everybody?
Good.
Fine, how are you?
That's good. What I'm thinking is that just because you give a man a key doesn't give him carte blanche to just walk in the door whenever he wants. Him having the key just shows that he can trust you, that nothing is happening in that place while he's not there. It's a matter of trust. Because he is paying the bills, that's a wonderful thing. But just him being able to trust you, that if he needs to come by for any reason or if he needs to get in the place for any reason, he has the authority to do so. He can just walk right in. But us women, we need a little bit of time to get ourselves together. So few hours you might tell him to wait, or that day you might tell him to wait, you could be getting yourself together, getting your hair done, getting your nails done, getting waxed, getting yourself beautiful for him. So he might not mind waiting that extra day or waiting those few hours because he knows that his woman is going to be at her best when he goes to see her.
Exactly. And that doesn't mean that she's cheating just because she said, well, I can't do it this day.
I thought the guy was paying for the apartment.
Even if he's paying for the apartment, he's paying for it for her.
Hold on, whoa. Okay, listen, you girls got to get your acts together. Somebody's paying for your apartment, and he has only, what, minimal rights? Maybe he gets a key, and then he's got to wait for you to take a freaking day to get a whack job?
Maybe he has the key. right?
No,
has the key because he's paying for the apartment. But I don't think that's his only residence. He has another residence. He's paying for it for you, for the woman. So, yes, he can come in whenever, but a courtesy coming over wouldn't hurt. You know what
well,
I'm saying? Just
the
you never know.
Okay, why would a guy be
paying? The person could have a child. The person could, you know, have relatives over, whatever.
Yeah,
it's a
woulda, coulda, shoulda. But he's paying for the apartment. If he's paying for the apartment just for her, he's entitled to the key. I don't even know why there's a debate about it.
Okay, so, well, he's paying for it maybe because she needs it. But maybe he's not paying for it just for it to be a sex spot for him. He's paying for it because she needs it. So if he's giving it to her, if it's her apartment, it's her apartment.
Yeah, how do you girls think? If you're paying out of your credit card for a guy, are you going to do it just because the guy's a good friend of yours and nothing else?
If he loves her and he wants her to have a nice environment to live in, he's doing it for her. I mean, if he's doing it just for a sex arrangement,
ladies,
then that
ladies,
needs to be understood, too. It's just a sex arrangement.
Ladies,
and whenever I want
this.
It, I get it.
I got
hey,
Tony.
I'm gonna ask your question.
Tony, I got a twist to this. I got a question, too. Now, let's reverse this whole scenario, Joe. Feel this one.
Okay.
A woman's helping the guy out, and she want to come over to the house, but you say, no, baby, you can't come now because I need to go get my hair cut, and, you know, but you can't come now. Before you hang up the phone, she would be in that door exercising her right to come in that place that she's spending the money on.
Oh,
yeah, and a man do the same damn thing, so what?
Well, that's all Joe was saying a minute ago.
I didn't hear you. What did he say? Say that again, please.
I said if you call your guy that you helping out for whatever reason by paying his house note or whatever, and he told you, nah, baby, you can't come over here now. We need to hook up later for this or that. Matter of fact, you can't even come today. I might need to see you tomorrow. You can't come over here till tomorrow. But you paying the bills there. But he's telling you that you can't come over there till tomorrow. For whatever reason you give him. I mean, he gives you.
Okay. I don't know what kind of man is. He might be taking care of some business that he don't want me to see. You know, it might not necessarily be another woman. It might be something else. He might be chilling with his boys, and they're watching a fight, and ain't no women allowed right then. Or he could be taking care of something, you know, that illegal that he don't want me to see. You never know what the situation could be.
So would you choose?
She know her man.
Right.
She know her man.
And if the man is cheating, you already know it's gonna be more than just, you can't come over right now. There's going to be other signs. You know what I'm saying? So
obvious signs.
Yeah.
So that may be their arrangement.
Okay, here's a good sign.
What's wrong with their arrangement?
Here's a good sign. It's my apartment, my money, my freaking name on the list, on the lease. She does what I want her to do, and I come over when I freaking feel like it. How's that?
Okay,
well,
that's just you.
That's not everybody. Stop.
It's you and your woman. And I'm sure she will have that understanding. Other women may not, you know?
I mean, that's a fool.
Not necessarily.
You know, it's one thing to give.
Well,
you
know what, Joe? She'd have to be a fool to deal with you anyway.
Oh yeah, I'm still waiting for those compliments there.
I got them for you, bro. I got them. I got them.
Yeah, you got them.
Hey, Joe.
I'm not giving the keys to my house, and they've been paying bills.
Hey, Joe, I'm talking to Kate
Diddy now. Whenever they feel like it.
That's not me talking. Okay.
Joe, I'm sorry.
I've had men that have had the key to my house and have paid some of my bills, but they can't just walk into my house whenever they feel like it. I don't care whose name is on the lease. They can't just walk into my house whenever they feel like it.
Yeah, okay.
Joe, I got your back, bro. Tony laughing, but I got your back. And I already know if they was paying.
I already know if they was paying
that man's bills. They gonna walk in that place whenever they get doggone good and ready. Nothing said about it. Nothing. So all this stuff
you're
doing right now is just conversation.
I know. All this nonsense. I mean, the girls might think they're talking, you know, truth, but I doubt it. You get married to a guy, that kitchen, as soon as you walk over the threshold or he carries you over the threshold, this is my kitchen. You stay out. Now you're going to tell
That's different. You're talking about, kind of like a sugar daddy, somebody that's paying your bills for you.
So if she's
going to
be very nice and territorial over shit that isn't hers, right? when she's married and she's living in the same house, and the guy's paying her fucking bills, paying for an apartment, and she's going to be territorial, and the guy's going to let her? Now, that's a damn fool. Okay? So what K. Diddy is saying is, if you were paying for a guy, and the guy's talking to you on the phone and saying, no, baby, you can't come over, by the time the phone has hung up, the lease has been canceled, the credit cards have been canceled, and the girl's over there with a U-Haul taking all your shit out.
Hello.
There you go. There you go.
Hello.
Statements again. There you go.
It could be you have understanding that he might need his space, or he may not feel good, or whatever he's taking care of ain't none of your business right then. So
everybody ain't tripping.
Oh, well, then those people who ain't tripping are damn fools.
Well, then
you don't pay for pussy and don't get it.
Okay, so that's it.
See, that's why your ass is by yourself now.
You were paying for a guy. You know what? I hope you get your next birthday, because on your next birthday, you're going to be as senile as you are now. And then when you start getting to be that senile, you're going to be wanting guys to come after you and be paying for them. And I hope they do to you.
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to you.
I ain't even worried about that, because it's not going to happen, bro. You don't even know what the hell you're talking about, as usual.
Exactly.
Okay? You talking shit that you don't know nothing about.
Oh,
that is not going to happen up in here. Just because you buy your damn self all the time doesn't mean everybody else have to be, because you can't kit.
Yo, y'all are crazy.
This is Gigi, and I've had keys to God's house, but I still call before I come. I don't walk in people's door like that. I mean,
that's
just
respect.
That's
right, then, you know what?
Absolutely.
And that is a very good example.
That's respect.
What we're all saying. What we're basically all saying is this, then. That there are some people who have enough respect to understand that, you know what I mean? Because K. Diddy is right. Everybody is right. There's some women who, before the phone even hang up, they'd be at it, don't, nigga, I'm paying for all this. While you're saying, you're the type of woman, be like, okay, all right, I'll see you later. I'll come by, you know, what you need, a couple hours, I'll come by in a couple hours. Just the way there's some men who would probably accept that, and there's some men who would not.
And would do
like
the same
those.
Thing, be over there before the phone hang up.
True that.
Before the phone hang up.
Alonzo, all the way to Florida. Yeah, the phone hung up. The fuck was in Florida for fucking New York.
Chasing me.
At the damn door. So it ain't just the women. The motherfucking
I keep trying to tell them that. I keep trying to tell them that. All they want to do is shift all the badness over to the females. That's all they do. They trying to shift all the badness to the females. Okay, and that ain't the case.
They got drama too, Joe. They got drama too. And, you know, it's equal at some point. It becomes equal. So, you know, it's not a one-sided thing, you know, and it's whatever your arrangement is. And if you can't handle that shit, then you do some fucking shit like leave fucking New York and come to fucking Florida for some fucking bullshit and find out ain't shit happening.
Woo!
Fucking shit.
Is this Sweet thing?
This is Sweet.
I figured. Hey, go burn some snow with your ass again.
You know, hey, you know what? Hey, I melt snow, motherfucker. Check that shit out.
Yeah,
okay?
I know.
I can melt it, and then I put it right back up. Check that out. Okay? It's a beautiful thing. Hey, and I'm loving me. Yeah, I'm married to me right now, and I'm feeling me.
Okay. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I have got to say this has been one of the most off the hinges show in a while. We're going to have to bat the hatches down. You know what I mean? Let me see what's jumping off in the chat room. Lady Butterfly. Hello, Lady Butterfly. Hello, Butterfly 70. Beautiful Butterfly. I see all y'all in the chat room. Y'all checking us out. Thanks for coming to the show. But this week, I knew this topic would set some stuff off. Joe, don't go nowhere. I know you can't hear yourself, brother, but don't go nowhere. I got you. We got you, partner. You know what I mean?
Yeah, partner.
We really set it off up in here. We really said, as usual, Joe got Lady Joy going. And I think that was Sweet D Love or her homegirl who was saying that, I guess, dude left all the way from New York to come to Florida and start some shit, you said?
Yeah, that's what happened, you know. We was all in Florida, you know, just chilling, you know, enjoying ourselves and everything. The motherfucker said he wasn't coming. You know what I mean? Have the respect. If you say you're not coming, you say you're not coming. Trust your woman, you know. Otherwise, then you don't need to be with her, you know. And then, you know, because we said we're having a party, your motherfucking ass is going to fly down there talking about you like surprises. You know, you come to crash the party. This is what you do. You motherfucker, your shit stinks, and you don't trust, you don't need to be with her. So you know what, the motherfucker ain't with her because he wasn't ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, stick and stay. Don't go nowhere. We're going to take, yo, I got to say today's show is off the chains, y'all. Y'all have made it so colorful. We'll be right back. Now, this is your boy, Pretty Tony. We back on Tell a Player Play. We come to you live every Sunday at 2:30, where we discuss life, love, sex, relationships, politics. We talk about generally anything on here. This week, the show has been off the chains because we're talking about what kind of relationship are you in. You know what I mean? And it's gotten real hectic on here, the ladies and the fellows going back and forth.
You know what I mean? We're discussing different scenarios. One of the scenarios that's the most controversial is, you know, we're talking about somebody paying the rent and you going to dictate when they can or can't come and all that good stuff. And sometimes, you know, we're going to move on from that scenario. We're going to talk about another scenario where somebody's telling you how much they in love, but you looking at the other person, you're like, I don't see that love coming back from the other person. But you can't tell them that because their blinders is on. And time and time again, you try to give them hints, and then there are times you don't say nothing. What are you supposed to do as a friend from the outside looking in if your friend or your family is professing love, but you just don't see that love coming back from that other person that they're saying they love? What do you do?
Are you talking about a person from outside that's looking in at somebody else's relationship, or the person that's in the relationship don't see it?
From either point of view, if you're from the, let's start off with the person on the outside. Say this is your friend you're looking at, and they're professing love, a new love for somebody. And as you're watching this love unfold, you don't see that love coming back, but for whatever reason, they seem to be so hot and heavy in love.
Well, if you're a person looking from the outside and you tell the other person that's involved that don't see it, they will more than likely get mad at you, like I said earlier, because they think that you're trying to step on their relationship. You see it, but they don't, okay? And like I said, they're looking through rose-colored glasses that's been blacked out. So I've been in that situation before where I've seen it, you know, and the other person, the guy is hitting on me. I'm trying to tell her what's the deal is, and she's mad at me instead of getting mad at him. So a lot of times, you know, you can tell them one time, and if they don't see it, they get mad at you. Step back, you know, and see what unfolds. You heard?
Straight up. Absolutely.
Can I get an amen?
Amen, sister. Amen. I want to take a quick moment to all our fans out there listening to our www.worldmovement.com. Come on over to the website, check out the music, check out the books by yours truly, Pretty Tony. Play a Step Your Game Up, Play Your Ology, and we're about to drop the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You. We're putting this game out there, and it's gone above game now. Game is for kids. We're dropping knowledge. That's why we come on here every week, and we try to talk about the stuff that a lot of people try to tiptoe around. We go crashing into that bastard. You know what I mean? You know, my man, as you, for the last couple of weeks, we've been joined by the ever so colorful Joe from Montana. But hold on.
Is he still here?
347. 347, I saw you put your hand back up. You wanted to say something or you just listening?
This is Gigi. I wanted to say something. It kind of depends on your relationship with the person that's being mistreated. If that's like just a friend, acquaintance, then, you know, you may or may not say something. But if that's your dog, if that's your partner, your girl, you should have an obligation to say something. You should have an obligation
right.
to say something to her and say, yo, I don't like the way that kid is treating you. Or you should have an obligation to say something to him. I'll say something to both of them. I'll pull her to the side and say, yo, look at what he did. It depends on what it was, whether he maybe cheated on her or maybe, you know, he just speaks badly to her or whatever the maybe hits her, whatever the inappropriate behavior is. I will pull her to the side and say, yo, I saw what he did and I wasn't feeling that, and you're better than that, and you should be mindful of what's happening. And I'll tell him, I don't like the way you're treating my girl, and it's not going to happen on my watch. So it depends on how close you are with the person and how candid you can be. If it's
right.
your dog, you got an obligation to say something.
Right.
Well, hold on. We got a question out of the chat room that says, do you think it's okay for a person to have a MySpace account that is in a relationship and has a lot of female strippers on it? Do you think it's for entertainment?
Yeah, it's entertaining, all right, for that person. Yeah, it's entertaining.
That's a difficult one, because
because, you know, I mean, because the ladies are being sarcastic, but I ain't going to be sarcastic. I'm going to say that there is no answer to that, because sometimes a brother will have a stage full of strippers. But what does that mean? Ultimately, at the end of the day, the question becomes, is he communicating with them? Because to put up, you know, a MySpace stage full of strippers and porn stars don't mean nothing, because sometimes you don't even know these people.
That's true.
It's a social networking site, and everybody gets on there, and you just click, and you click, and you click. Now, could there be more to it? I'm sure. But I wouldn't jump to any conclusion based on the fact that he has a MySpace page full of strippers. Hell, I got a MySpace page full of strippers, and I ain't never talked to one.
How you know they strippers, they tell you?
I don't know. That's the question that Butterfly certainly posed in the chat room. You know what I mean? Then she also asked, is it okay to take your woman to the strip club? And my response to that is, yeah. If your woman is down to go to the strip club for you, why not?
That's
but,
right.
But if she gonna go there at, you know what I mean? When a dude go to a strip club, you go there to get attention from strippers. So if you gonna go with me to the strip club and just sit there and nag me, you don't need to be there with me. But if you're going to go to the strip club and you want to lap dance with your man, hell yeah, ride with me, baby. Ain't nothing wrong. Let's go to the strip club. But if you're going to be sitting there getting all mad and catching feelings because you can't keep your emotions in check, you don't need to be up in the strip club with me. You know what I mean?
That's
but if you're going to come in there and chill and have a drink and get a lap dance, you know, I'm down for that. Even if you don't want a lap dance, but you're just there to make sure that I keep myself in check, I am all for taking, I've taken my woman to the strip club. She enjoyed it more than me, hell. What is that? They naked. Okay, they naked. What does that mean? That's what the strip club is for. They're supposed to be naked. What, you thought they were going to have all dresses down to their damn ankles?
Well, if she enjoys going to the strip club. You know, if she enjoys going to the strip club, like you said, Tony, that's all fine and good. But if she has a problem with it, she shouldn't be going in the first place. Because you
that's
know what goes
I'm
on
saying.
In there. You know what goes
that's
on
what
in
I'm
there.
Saying.
So, but, you know, she could be going just to see what her man is up to. But he ain't going to act up while she's there.
Hey.
He's going to do that when she's not with him.
Thank you. And if you're already making him feel uncomfortable, if you come to the strip club and you're not with it, but you just want to come to make sure I stay in check, sit there, have a drink, and let me get my damn lap dance. Then,
get the hell on or don't come in the first place.
Yeah, don't go in the first place if you're going to sit there and ruin. You know what we go to the strip club for. We're not in there saying prayers, baby.
Some of them might be in there praying that they can get a lap dance. You know?
Butterfly say, I don't know, what do you mean how I know they strippers on my phone? They naked. That don't mean they strippers if they naked. A lot of people on my space, you know what I mean? That's the thing about the internet. That's the awesome real-ish. That is the thing about the internet. A lot of people put up pictures on the internet that are not strippers and hookers. You got housewives who are bored, and they need some, you know, they need some to boost themselves up so they like when other men salivate over them. And hit him and come out, damn, baby, you look good. Because maybe her husband or her boyfriend ain't told her that in a minute. But she figures she put it on the internet, she ain't doing nothing wrong. I don't know. There ain't no one answer to that question. You understand what I'm saying? There really isn't. And that's what's wrong with both male and females at times. We ask a general question and we expect a one-track answer. There ain't no one-track answer. Like I said, you could have a MySpace page full of naked women. What the hell does that mean at the end of the day? If you can't prove that I'm communicating with them. It's just a bloody MySpace page full of naked women. Now, if you have proof that I'm getting at them, then you got something to talk about. All right? Oh, I don't have a problem. Me and the stripper was both on my man. You see, that's what I'm talking about. There you go. You can go to the strip club with Pretty Tony. Get at me when you're in Vegas.
Alrighty then.
K-Biddy, where you at? You're certainly almighty quiet, sir.
No, I'm just listening, man. Y'all doing your thing. I'm just listening. I'm riding.
Where Joe Bunny ass at?
Looking out the window. My monkey ass is listening to your monkey
ass. I said Joe, not you.
I'm sorry. I forgot about Joe. That was completely. Joe, my man.
Yeah, don't mind man me. You put me on fucking mute for about 30 fucking years.
Hey, Joe, he put you on time. He trying to put your ass on, put you on time
Joe.
Out and trying to act like it's cool now.
I'm mute, hey, Joe. Joe, honestly, when I go to music, I mute everybody, brother.
Yeah.
And I just got caught up in the chat room. You make my show colorful, brother. Trust me.
Mm.
I appreciate you.
Yeah.
I'm glad when you come through and stir it up, brother. Because
yeah.
You say the things that most men don't want to say. You just let
well,
it fly,
true.
Joe.
That
and
is
I,
true. That's true.
And I, for one, respect that. Joe
yeah.
Don't give a damn. Don't be like, you know, get yourself in check.
And, Joe, had
yeah.
I not mentioned your name, you still would have been on mute.
I know. And I was thinking about calling back in, so I, you know, begrudgingly, I got to thank you, Joy.
Well, better that than none at all.
I just want my
I'm trying to look out for you.
Yeah, I want to ask the one question, which was a serious one, about what happens if you're taking a look at a relationship where you're seeing a friend of yours, right? He's got a girl. She's not loving him the way that he's loving her. My opinion, stay out of it completely. Because even my aunt told me when I was young, whatever you see, even if you find a relative of yours, one of your cousins, getting cheated on or cheating, stay out of it. And I found out a light way, not a heavy way. She was right. So I do not say anything to anybody. Because some people think it's an obligation. I don't know if it's an obligation or not. But if you tell somebody who's in love, this girl is not loving you, he is going to be mad at you for telling him. And if you don't tell him, he's going to be mad at you. So I'm just going to say.
Yeah, so it's a double-edged sword.
I'm just
going to
give
him an outside. Damn if you do and damn if you don't, you know.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, that's
I agree with
that's
both of y'all, man, because
that's a hard one there.
Yeah, but it's happened. I mean,
yeah,
I know.
No, that's not even hard. It works best because you can't win. Like you both said, I both agree with you.
Mm.
That's just one of them situations where there is no win to win. Because
yeah.
If you tell them you hurt them, and if you tell them you might lose them, because then they might say, you know, some sick people kind of make it your fault.
Tony, all you had to do is say, man, she wasn't no good in bed anyway, and you need to get rid of her.
Oh, you are just wrong. You are just wrong for that. You are just wrong for that one. It would take you to say something like that.
Oh, I wish I thought of it, but I didn't.
Whatever.
Hold on. Somebody named Shaq Daddy says, I have found that most women don't like us to give attention to other women. So if you got a girl and she don't want you in the strip club, even if she says it's okay. Hold on. I guess, okay, that's where you ended. Thanks for your opinion, Shaq Daddy. You're right. Most women can't handle you giving attention to other women. You know what I mean? Because I've seen women get mad because a man is being kind to her mother. And a lot of y'all might think that's funny, but I've seen that firsthand. I've seen women get upset because the man was giving her sister or a friend more attention than she was getting. And I've also seen men get upset at their women all because of the conversation she was having with somebody else and not them. So it goes both ways, man. You know, the insecure. I'm going to tell y'all something, man.
Man, that goes four ways, Tony. That go four ways.
It does.
Because the mama might be looking at the daughter's man too, and the sister might be looking at the sister's man. So that go four ways. And that might be why they're uncomfortable because they know that their mama's checking out their man. So no, it don't go both ways. It go four ways.
Anyway.
Don't touch your joy.
Say it ain't so, Joy. Say it ain't so.
No, that's true. It works out in many different scenarios there, you know. But, you know, what we're saying is when we say both ways, you know, it could be on the male side, it could be on the female side, no matter what the scenario is. He could be looking at her mama, she could be looking at his daddy. You never know. But it's still both ways.
And believe me, and it's possible, because I've had two occasions.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I've had two occasions, one where I suspected where the mom was interested in me, and I had another occasion where I know the mom was interested in me because I did her. So, it's...
You bit her?
I did her. I fucked her.
Oh, okay.
So I
that's
know that.
Why I love Joe. Joe just put it out there. He don't give a damn. Joe said he tapped the mama's ass.
Okay, so and what happened? What happened in that scenario? What happened after that?
Nothing. We just parted, and that was it. Nothing. No bad thing between me.
Okay,
and her.
So the mama that you waxed didn't tell her daughter that you wasn't all that she thought you was.
No. She kept her mouth shut. She felt guilty.
Oh, okay. I was wondering.
Well, hell, she should have.
Yeah.
And what was your feelings on that? You didn't care just so long as you got some?
Basically, yeah, because I wasn't.
You didn't have feelings for the girl?
No.
Before you capped her mama?
I wasn't in a committed relationship with the girl.
Okay, but still, that's respect, Joe. How are you going to cap a mama like that, whether she wanted you to or not? Come on.
Joy, see, you fail to realize Joe is a hunter. He's a warrior.
No.
Joe is a hunter.
No, that's not true. I'm not a hunter, and I'm not a hoe either. The thing is, if it's available to me and I know that I'm not in a committed relationship, I don't owe the other person. Now, I've also done a girl who was married to a friend of mine, but I was 20-some-odd years old, and they were separated, and they were Catholics. So that was just one step before got a divorce, and I was never going to see him again, and I was never going to see her again.
Okay, well, that's different. I mean, like, you're dating this girl. Then you're going to turn around and cap her mom? Come on, dude.
Now, I didn't... Okay, you don't know the whole situation. I know it sounds bad like that, but it's not a committed relationship, and, you know...
Was the girl mad at you when she found out?
She didn't find out. She hasn't found out to this day.
What's her name?
None of your business.
Oh, I don't need
any more drama in my life. And then all of a sudden, Kate Diddy's in the input saying, thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
I think I was going to be able to make a couple dollars, man.
How long ago was this?
This was decades ago. This is a long one.
Oh, okay.
This is when I was, you know.
Okay. Hey, hold on, y'all. I just realized we are now to the last 2 minutes. The show has been off the chain. Joe, I look forward to hearing from you next week, brother. My man, you my man, like 50 grand. And once again, I want to apologize on here. I did not mute you, my brother. I forgot to bring you back. You my man.
I know. Because
you say the things that most brothers don't have the balls to say, brother.
Well, leave it up to me. Ask Sweet. She's known me for over a year. I do say what's on my mind, and I say it straight, and I say it blunt. And I do say what a lot of, you know, and a lot of guys say the same thing, too, because I've been on other shows, and they say the same thing. I just do it more forthrightly, that's all.
All right, brother, we appreciate you. We're down to the last minute. Check us out. Linda Joy, shout out to Facebook so they can get at you and become your friend.
Yeah, you can catch me on Facebook, Joy LaShawn, LaShawn. Hit me up on Facebook. I like talking with friends and stuff. Friends, Joe.
Yeah, look up Joy, otherwise known as PMS. PMS.
Look up Joe.
Always.
Dickhead.
Y'all are crazy. World Movement, www.worldmovement.com. Lamont@worldmovement.com. Get us out. You know, we on YouTube. We everywhere. Google us. And as usual, support your boy. Playology. Play a step to game up. Get your copies of the book off the World Movement site. Click on the e-store. Or follow your boy on Twitter. SELASSIESON on Twitter. Get at me. I love y'all. next Sunday, 2:30. We do it. We ghetto, but we prolific as hell.
Have a baby by me, baby. Be a millionaire. Have a baby by me, baby. Be a millionaire. Have a baby by me, baby. Be a millionaire. Be a millionaire. Be a millionaire. Have a baby by me, baby. Be a millionaire. Have a baby by me, baby. Be a millionaire. Have a baby by me, baby. Be a millionaire. Be a millionaire.
Nothing, I just need a little bit more. New music, new mood, new position. Know about the sounds, it's going down. Now listen, I can hear your heartbeat, you sweating. I can paint a perfect picture, I get deeper and deeper. I told you I'd get you, I'd work that, murk that. Just the way you like it, baby. Turn a quickie into an all-nighter, maybe. Your sex drive, it match my sex drive. Then we be moving as fast as a NASCAR ride. Switch gears, slow down, go down, whoa now. You can feel every inch of it when we hit the man. I use my tongue, baby. At least sprung, maybe. No matter which way it go, I'm most so gutter.